A love that lasts, a love that stands the test of time. That's what we all hope for, and we want it for our kids and our grandkids too. But Studio 5 relationship contributor Dr. Matt Townsend says more and more of his clients are suffering from what he calls a crisis of love. They aren't sure they can make marriage for life really work, which is sort of sad to hear,
super
Matt.
Super sad, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's super common. I don't know if you know why. A lot of these people got married not necessarily focused on the most important long-term things.
Okay.
Some get married just because they're hot and bothered with each other. And so there's this kind of order that we tend to do things in. First, if we have the chemistry,
yeah.
Then we'll make commitments, and then we'll work on being a good companionship. But I want everybody to learn to reverse that because the research shows the best companions that are then committed can create like this excitement and the chemistry.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we hang too much on chemistry, and generally chemistry normally kind of just, it normalizes. You still have it, but you still need to be a better friend.
But that reversal of formula would tell me that even if you are at that other end where it's more companion and doesn't feel as exciting, you can pep it up.
You can absolutely reverse it.
Okay, so you want us to commit to making our marriages better, and you say getting specific with that commitment will help.
You got to actually commit that you're going to reorder the love, that we are going to, in our marriage, we're not going to just try to save it always with chemistry. We are already committed. We're going to save it by being better companions. We're going to get back to being friends. We're going to get back to being the people that laugh and like shows and find shows that we like together. We're going to find hobbies, things we're going to do. We're going to recommit. And I would actually make it a big, Valentine's is a perfect time to do it. Mm-hmm. This is what we're going to be talking about in the date night, is how to recommit to put the friendship back into it. And then from that, grow the passion later.
So it's sort of a date your husband
kind
of thing, or be the girlfriend.
Yeah, the BFF. In fact, that's the next thing we're going to talk about. Commit to putting them as your BFF. Mm. A lot of us have friends we tell everything to, and then we never have to tell our partner anything. So what if we learn to take some of those neat ideas and facts and bring them to our partner? Make your partner your BFF.
It's a good challenge.
It's
a great
challenge.
I'm quick to pick up the phone and call any one of my three sisters, and I'll tell Mark eventually.
Well, Mark's relieved.
Mark's like, please
in
call
a really good
all
way.
Three of your sisters before. But I mean, I'll tell him eventually, but that idea of making him the first person I want to tell.
That's right. If you think about when you were dating, that was very natural to do. And then we kind of just move on, and then we kind of move away from each other. But you can bring it back by doing exciting things, finding things that actually you used to connect on. Where did you used to have common interests that you've kind of fallen away from and you're not using or doing them anymore?
You want us next to commit to our emotional intimacy and our attachment.
This is where I think we're losing a lot of the population. 60% of millennials have a hard time safely attaching. 50% of my generation, chosen generation. But what it simply means is we don't know how to be vulnerable. And so there are some activities you can do, and one of them is just, this is just a box of cards, but it's called Love Lingual.
Okay.
But what they are there cards that you can sit down with your partner and you can ask questions like, what bridges are you happy that you burned? And then we start talking about that and just go on with the conversation. What's something that you'd be embarrassed for me to know? And then what the research shows is when you feel something that you're vulnerable about, you tend to hide it.
Yeah.
And if we have things that are hidden from our partner, then we can't grow deeper, richer love because there's no soil to grow them in. So as we start to share these things that would normally embarrass us or scare us or things we never talk about, this opens up the relationship and takes it to a whole new level.
And what if you pull those out, and I don't want to point fingers here, but the husband's like, want. Like, come on, this is cheesy, this is stupid.
Yeah. Do you know what you say? It's very simple. If we don't have emotional intimacy, we won't have any intimacy.
There it is.
It's very simple. It's so simple, which leads us to our very last point.
Yeah.
You got to commit to grow the passion. And passion is feeling. And then there's compassion. So a lot of people want more passion in their marriage and in their lives, but they don't necessarily want to have more compassion to get there. So what we want to do is start growing the feelings, grow it a little deeper, have deeper conversations. And some of it is just start creating more emotion in your relationship. Mm-hmm. Do something new once in a while. Jump out of a helicopter or an airplane together. Do what you got to do. Try something new.
Yeah.
Risk. And when you start to do that, research shows our chemistry gets shared and it picks us both up. And we take the activity that was exciting and we both kind of connect each other as saying that person's exciting because we did that together.
See, and that's a fun challenge you wouldn't expect to hear from a therapist, a counselor, a marriage coach.
Get out there.
Risk.
Mix it up.
Like, go have fun. And also, I find myself thinking, it's not that, I can't speak for all couples, but I think many couples might say, it's not that I don't want to do these things. Yeah. It's time. It's the pace of life. It's slowing down and looking that partner in the eyeballs and actually taking the time to deep dive into your relationship.
Which is why it doesn't go as long. If you don't take time putting energy into the car, the car's not going to go very far.
Yeah.
So we've got to always, you know, we've got to always feed the oil into the lamp if we want it to keep burning.
Love it. Love it, Matt. Thank you so much. Now, I want to set the stage for this event that's coming up.
Huge.
Because it is a stage.
It is.
And Matt's on the stage. And the audience is full of engaged couples. I always love at your date nights, which you only do twice a year.
Right.
I love scanning the crowd and seeing these couples who are showing up.
Like, isn't they're cool?
It really is cool, like, not to get all Hallmark on us. And then Matt takes the stage by storm, and with his perfect blend of, I'll say it, humor and sound advice, you like win us all over, and we leave feeling on such a relationship high. That opportunity is coming up
soon. Coming up Valentine's night.
Yes.
I can never know how to say that. I don't know how to say that. But you don't even have to worry about Valentine's. Just get a ticket. Come. Go to matttownsend.com. Bring your friends. And we are going to learn about how to grow a deeper love. We are going to, it's the title's called Becoming One, Growing a Deeper Love. And we're going to teach you about four tools and just have you practice them with each other. And by the time you leave with us, you're going to be so hot and bothered. You're going to just be on fire. But the goal of it, too, is that not only if we grow deeper connection to each other, we actually can grow it deeper with our families. So the principles we're going to teach, you can use to be a better parent, a better in-law, a better everything. It's all about relating at a better level.
And I joked about, you know, the husband rolling the eyes as we pull out the question cards. We always make that joke at the beginning of the date night. Like, we know who brought you here, guys. But by the end...
I
also love looking in their eyes because it really is a cool experience.
We all want to be loved.
February 14th.
Yep.
We get tickets on your website.
At Townsend.com, 7 to 9. And bring friends. It's really fun to watch your friends go through this too.
Yeah. I'll be there by myself.
Well,
Mark's on a business trip. So Mark's, I get to introduce Matt.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the kids will probably be in the van with crackers
we'll
as I'm out there on this.
Oh,
stop it. No, it's fine. We're excited to see you there and welcome you to Matt's date night. So get your tickets. Grandparents, buy those tickets for your kids. Make it a group party, and you'll be happy that you did. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Brooke.